Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Tanya Waters is with us here this morning as she gets ready for, with her family, to help to promote the third annual Waters Warriors Golf Tournament coming up this Saturday at Crestwood Hills Golf Club in Oneida. Tanya, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you. The whole purpose of putting on this golf event for folks to enjoy is to raise some funds. Talk about the whole point and purpose behind this.
Absolutely. 3 years ago, we set out with our first annual golf tournament to raise funds for the Muscular Dystrophy Association of Iowa. They support individuals and families living with muscular dystrophy in a variety of ways. They send kids to camps that aren't able to go to your typical camps and provide the resources that they would need to be able to go and do those things in the summer. They also provide families with support, such as access to different equipment. They lend out equipment. They also provide different clinics throughout the state of Iowa for people to go to receive assistance and help. And in general, just the information that they're able to provide to families is huge. So we set out to raise funds for them in order to provide that for families in Iowa. Another one of our big goals for this project is also to raise awareness for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, because that is ultimately what's really important, for that people know what's going on and know that they can contribute and help out in different ways.
Absolutely. Well, and you have a personal interest, of course, in this because you have two boys who depend on the kindness of others.
Absolutely. We have two children that are affected by muscular dystrophy. We have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old. I guess he will be 8 this fall. And they're both affected by a very rare type of muscular dystrophy. So for us, the research piece is also critical, that the Muscular Dystrophy Association has funding to do and continue the research projects that they're working on to hopefully someday at least find a treatment, if not a cure, for these kids and families.
Yeah. How are the boys getting along?
They're good. They're growing. They're still showing improvement, which is something that's kind of irregular in the muscular dystrophy families. Again, their type is so rare that they're kind of leading a different path than others, which makes it interesting and fun for us to watch. Health-wise, they're doing very well, and we couldn't be happier with their progress.
Yeah, well, it brings on different challenges for everyone involved, and I know it does affect everyone in your family. We kind of talked a little bit about how much they have an older sister who has to maybe step in more than some older sisters would.
They do have an older sister. She is wonderful. She is very willing to help out with them. She also is a great advocate for them, and she spreads awareness. She just got back from a week-long camp, and I think almost every day she was wearing a muscular dystrophy t-shirt at camp, and hopefully she got some questions about it and was able to spread a little awareness that way as well.
Yeah. Tanya, talk a little bit about the response that you get from other folks when you have opportunity to tell your story. I'm sure a lot of folks close to you obviously understand what you work with day to day, working with the two young boys and having to, you know, to work around some other things that people take for granted. But what kind of response do you get back from folks when you share the story a little bit?
The response that we get from people is amazing. People are so supportive and understanding. And I always tell people that we're an open book. If you've got questions about our kids or anything going on, just ask us, because we are very willing to share our story and to share what we've learned. We'd rather talk about it than people wonder about it, because, again, spreading awareness is the biggest and best thing that we can do for our kids.
Yeah, and I, you know, things like the Jerry Lewis telethon all those years brought a lot of these types of things to light. And I think folks are aware, but maybe not that knowledgeable about it until it actually affects them directly. And I assume you kind of fell into that group as well.
100%. We had no idea what we were faced with, and a lot of days still don't, just because of the type that they have. There's not a lot of people ahead of us to show us the way. So that is one thing that at our golf tournament we try to do, is on the backside of all of our whole sponsors, we put little snippets about muscular dystrophy or the type that the boys have, or just anything that we can do that are quick facts to help educate people as well.
Yeah, for folks who don't know what it's like day to day, can you kind of give us maybe just a quick example of how things might be a little bit different doing a simple thing that most folks go through day to day that becomes maybe a little more complicated for you and your family?
Absolutely. Again, each type of muscular dystrophy is the same, but for our family, it affects our boys physically, cognitively, fine motor skills are affected. So anything from getting dressed to walking, you know, stairs are a big issue for us. Just things that we take for granted every day that are difficult for them to do, feeding. Their day has to be supervised 24 hours a day. they don't get a ton of freedom. We try to when we're home, but definitely out in crowds and stuff, that's something that we've got to be with them and keep our eyes peeled. And, you know, playing at parks are different for them. It's hard to find parks that we can go to because the pea gravel on them, you know, just different things that kids are used to doing makes it difficult for us. So we do a lot of planning ahead of time to make sure where we're going or what we're doing is going to be accessible for them.
Yeah. And yet you would think with everything that's been thrown at them that they would have a different outlook on life, but they're two of the happiest young guys you ever meet.
They are. I mean, you just give them a smile or a hug and they're just happy as can be. And we're grateful for that because it's their easy going attitudes that help us as well.
Yeah. Is it an ongoing thing then with doctor visits and the type of checkups that need to happen with this?
It is. And we're pretty fortunate. We live in a state where there's actually a research program in Iowa City that is concentrating on the type of muscular dystrophy our boys have, which is called dystroglycanopathy. So they're involved in a research program over there where scientists are trying to discover the gene that's mutated and additional treatments and things like that for the dystroglycanopathies. So we go over to Iowa City once a year. They have to have echoes to make sure that their heart is working appropriately because that obviously is one of the biggest muscles in our body. We do weekly therapy at the Cass County Hospital, and then just, you know, the typical kid visits in between.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and of course, it's all very worth it. And I know one of the things that I think we've talked about in the past, too, was the amount of compassion and understanding shown by so many people around, and maybe that's just because we live here in rural Iowa.
You know, I'd like to think that, but I think, honestly, people are just amazing. You know, we reach out and ask people for support and donations for these events, and the outpouring of support we have is phenomenal. We just got done over the weekend. Sherry Bites in Greenfield made some cakes and did a silent auction on Facebook with those cakes. She raffled off 9 of them or sold 9 of them, and she raised $1,800 off those 9 cakes for the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
That's awesome. And again, we should remember, too, that the money that's raised here isn't specifically going to Corbin and to Colson. What it's going to is to help the overall MDA effort. So it's kind of a giving back.
Absolutely. These funds are not kept by our family. We send these all on to the MDA, and they are able to disperse them to families and children that really need the support across the state of Iowa.
All right. Well, the golf tournament event coming up this Saturday, July 17th, we mentioned. Tell us the details.
We are going to start golfing at 9 a.m. on July 17th at Crestwood Hills in Anita. It's a 4-person best ball. Cost is $120 per team. And like I said, if you've got carts and want to come golf, we would be happy to have you. We are also raffling off a signed Clyde Edwards-Hilaire Kansas City Chiefs jersey. He was a rookie in 2020, so we're pretty excited we got our hands on that, thanks to a generous donation of a friend of ours. So we are absolutely, if you want to contact me, there's lots of opportunities for sponsorships, pin prizes. If it's not for this year, we can definitely take them for next year. If you just want to send a donation to the MDA, we would be happy to put that in our envelope of checks and send on to them. You can stop by for lunch. You can stop by and purchase some of the raffle tickets for the Kansas City Chiefs jersey. There's a number of things that you can do.
All right. Well, it's a 4-person best ball event. And as Tanya mentioned, $120 per team. I'm just telling you, that's about the cheapest, least expensive fundraising event I think I've ever heard for a golf tournament. So if you'd like to donate a little more on top of that, that would be welcome.
Absolutely. We try to make it so that it's still affordable and family friendly and fun for everybody, because ultimately as well, it's not just raising funds. We have a lot of supportive people there, and it's just a fun day. Everybody is happy and having a good time, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, raising some funds and raising spirits, raising awareness, all those things, all positives.
Absolutely.
All right. Tanya, how should they get a hold of folks if they want to register or find out more?
To register for a golf team, you can just call Crestwood Hills in Anita. If you've got any personal questions or anything else, they can give me a message.
All right. Easy enough. And again, this is something that obviously has directly affected your lives in your family, but these types of things happen to families all over, and you never know the hurdles that might be tossed in front of you, so it's always good to support the cause.
Absolutely. That is definitely something that we've learned. We weren't involved enough with a variety of things, and after our boys were diagnosed, and we realize what people are going through, we've really tried to give back. People support us so much, so we're trying to support other causes and other families and people as much as we can, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah, that's a great attitude. God bless you for thinking like that. That's awesome. And it's not just the parents pushing the kids to do this. Kids are more than willing to be a part of that.
Absolutely.
Very good. Tanya Waters, thank you so much, and best of luck. Again, that event coming up this Saturday, July 17th at Crestwood Hills in Oneida. Give them a call if you'd like to be a part of that, or stop on by if you'd like to participate in some way financially and help make that a great success. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.